President Trump at war with the world. Since the 8 months Donald Trump has been the President of the United States of America, he has militarily intervened in the nations of Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, Somalia, and the Philippines. And he has threatened with outright war the nations of Iran and North Korea. That makes 7 nations that President Trump has militarily intervened in or threatened with war. Now the South American nation of Venezuela makes the 8th country President Trump has threatened with war. Recently, President Trump threatened the sovereign nation of Venezuela with military invasion because the government of Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro has instituted a new Congress despite U.S. threats of economic sanctions. In response to President Trump's interventionist threats of economic sanctions, Venezuelan Foreign Minister Samuel Moncada has said Venezuelans are free and will unite against the insolent threat from a xenophobic and racist American government and against the United States' brutal interventionist efforts. The South American nation of 30 million has been racked by intense protests, which broke out after President Maduro insisted that a new constitution was needed to restore peace, stop the opposition from carrying out a coup d'etat, and rid the country of social and economic woes. Earlier, President Trump said he would take strong and swift economic actions if Mr. Maduro continued with the new assembly that could rewrite Venezuela's constitution and supersede other institutions. And now that President Maduro has established a new assembly and is rewriting Venezuela's constitution, President Trump now says he will militarily intervene in Venezuela. Whatever happened to the economic sanctions that President Trump promised? It's apparent to nearly everyone that President Trump is at war with the world. He has thrown U.S. diplomacy out the window in his belief that the U.S. military can solve all international issues. The question that must be asked about President Trump now is, how long will it be before President Trump drags America into another major war that he can call his own? How many new wars will President Trump have America fighting before his 4-year term has ended? And how long before we see mushroom clouds above the cities of Tehran and Pyongyang? From the belly of the beast at Prison Radio, I am Shaka Boone. Thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.